This news report is a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
From the 930 WFMD Roy Rogers Restaurant News Center, this is WFMD News.
It's one of the biggest challenges facing jurisdictions in this region.
It's affordable housing, according to Frederick City Alderman Roger Wilson. Speaking recently with WFMD News, Wilson cited a recent study which says the area has an 11,000-unit gap when it comes to affordable housing. He says the city needs to come up with a menu of options to deal with this issue. That would include changes to the city's moderately priced dwelling units program, which requires developers set aside a certain percentage of affordable homes in their communities. Wilson also suggests changes to the payment in lieu program, which states that developers who don't want to build affordable homes in their communities to make a payment. But what about calls by some for the city and other jurisdictions to reduce or eliminate fees and regulations, which they say drives up the cost of housing?
I'm open to seeing what fees are valid or relevant now, but reducing them, I'm not interested in.
Kevin McManus, WFMD News.
To read more, go to WFMD.com. Gas prices in Maryland and the country have been on the decline since the Memorial Day holiday weekend, but AAA Mid-Atlantic said that trend may be coming to an end.
We're seeing prices now on the uptick. Maryland's average has gone up a penny, it seems like, the past couple days. The national average has gone up a penny. We're seeing many areas across the state increasing as well.
Spokeswoman Christine DeLee said even though OPEC has agreed to increase oil production, it may not be enough to keep up with the demand. To read more on this and other local stories, go to our website at WFMD.com. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at 930 WFMD. I'm Diana Gibson. I'm at Maryland's News Station, 930 WFMD.